Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm going to try to adjust my mic, but I think I'm too short for it. I even have the high chair, but I could flip it. But Benny's like, you know, like you've been here for 15, 20 minutes. Why didn't you do that like before you came in?
You're reading my mind.
I know. I'm saying.
Exactly what I'm saying.
I know. That's what he's saying.
You're good. Like, you're good.
I know. Like we've been together for so long. It's like you get me, right? I get you.
8+ years, maybe.
Oh,
getting up there.
January 2004, Mr. Benny.
Yeah, we're getting close.
That is the deal.
Getting close.
Thanks.
You do too, Friedman.
Yeah. I actually knew you before that because I was on air in some other shows too.
Right.
So it was like 2003. It's 2003 now. it's like yesterday.
We should replay an old
show. Do you know what?
Like one of our first old shows.
We should. They are so
different.
Just break it
out of the old vault.
Do you have them? I have them. I'll send you one.
Yeah, I can find them.
You know what? I'll send you a clip, and then we can like play it during the show.
I want the whole show.
You want the whole show?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're not going to put me through that, are you? I actually listened to one of the old shows. You know, it's all about perspective.
What was it like?
That's right.
Yeah.
Was
it the back in the day of, like, you know, crust-busting quakes?
Yes,
and,
it was.
You know, sledgehammers.
It was.
And here's a sledgehammer. Oh, yeah. Those were the good old days.
We're
right?
actually going to have new sound effects for you on the new
right.
themes that are coming
okay.
up. But it is about perspective. Thank goodness Dr. Friedman Schaub is here today, Benny, because, you know, you say those are the good old days. And I listened to some of those shows and I really was thinking to myself, OK, yeah, that was great. And some of the shows were really good. But I remembered the feelings of them. And I remember how really scared and nervous I was all the time. Hey, do you remember, Benny, when I used to do a show, I used to bring in like the 3 binders full of paper? To do it. This is before we had the laptops and all of that stuff we were doing.
I know you had to bring quite a bit of stuff. But I don't know about
I brought
the 3
quite
binders.
A bit. Hmm. Now look at what goes on.
You must have kept that quiet.
Dr. Friedman sends me 4 bullet points
Perfect.
For today.
That's all you need.
That's what we get for the show for today. And Dr. Friedman Schaub is my very special guest. Why? Because we are talking about how to harness the powers of your consciousness. Part 1, perspective. I love this. Perspective. This is such an important show. I am so thrilled to have Dr. Friedman now back in the saddle. He can tell you about where he's been. But he is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. It is a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. It's actually more than that. Dr. Friedman works with people all over the globe. It doesn't matter where you're stuck or what you're stuck in. He's got ways to help you. I know he's working with one of the Holistic Makeover folks today, and she actually sent an email about Dr. Friedman the other day. So I can't wait till he and she come on air. But beyond all of that, very interesting beginnings, like many of us, started out in a field that was really not calling to him. You know, and we do those things because we do those things, because we have a perspective on them and what they're going to bring. And then all of a sudden we realize that's not going to work for me. And so today we get to talk about some very, very cool things on the show. I actually believe, for many of you that have read my research, and there aren't many of you that have because it's so academic, but you would know how very important perspective is. So today we're going to be talking about this from this incredible empowerment expert, Dr. Friedman. 5-part series we're doing today, offering tools to effectively harness the 5 natural powers of your consciousness. That darn thing. Dr. Friedman, welcome to the show. That darn thing that we call our consciousness. Oh, my gosh. It is so getting in the way sometimes. I was sharing like a little story with you. But why did you pick this? This is an incredible topic, this series that we're going to do together. You know, what is it that you sense about this? And welcome back from
friends. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Well, you know, I think for me, there was a quote that everybody pretty much knows of Einstein, who said that we are only using about 10% of our brain capacity. And I think that's true for...
Actually, that was Einstein. I think he was using 10. I think the rest of us, they're saying we're like about 7.
And, you know, our consciousness is the same thing. I believe our consciousness is completely underutilized. What that means is that we are either stuck in our heads, yeah, or we are stuck in our emotions, or some of us are stuck in our etheric ways of just being all spiritual and not really grounded in the body or in our feelings. So we are not really tapping into all of what we have on a consciousness level.
Somebody said something to me the other day. They must have seen your show, what was coming up in the newsletter, and they said something to me. And it's exactly about what you're talking about. You know, from a spiritual point of view, we were talking about spirituality, and they were really trying to come to terms with what they thought a good spiritual counselor was, a perspective on it. Mm-hmm. And they called me and left this really kind of, not angry, but kind of a little ticked off message. And they said, you know what? If you go back to the Bible and the book of Genesis, the very number one, the first book, the first thing, it says that God actually did some stuff. And that's all she left in the message. But I get what she's saying.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, so that's where we have to unify all of those aspects of the consciousness. And for me, it was important to clarify, mm-hmm, what is consciousness.
Yeah, let's clarify that.
Because consciousness is not just something that, you know, is outside of our awareness or our thinking. Consciousness is a three-part, let's say, conscious construct. One is that it's the intellect, those things that help us to analyze, to plan, to scheme, just to, you know, make sense out of things, which is being in your head, which is a very, very important part. Now, the other part is the subconscious mind, or unconscious, you can call it whatever you want to, but it's that area of our mind that's a little bit more obscure for most people,
mm-hmm,
which is about feelings, which is about the memories, old habits and patterns, all those things that seem to be consciously out of our control. And often we are shoving this aside because we don't really want to listen to it or get bogged down to it.
Exactly. Who does?
Exactly. And then there is
the subconscious rarely brings any kind of like good news.
Well, that's
we
think.
That's what we think. Exactly. We remember the things that the subconscious will bring up that are just not like the high points of our lives.
Well, you know, and the thing about the subconscious is without our subconscious, we pretty much would be, you know, Dell computers or something like this, but we would have really no meaning and life would have no meaning. To us. So the subconscious is the key, and we'll get to this later, but the third part is the higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be religious, spiritual, or anything to know that there is something that goes beyond,
yeah,
your subconscious and your consciousness. And that higher consciousness is really, mm-hmm, that part of you that is also nonverbal in so many ways.
Yeah. And Einstein actually said this as well. I mean, I don't know the exact quote, but I remember it's one of my favorite ideas that, you know, there are problems that we cannot solve at the human level.
Yes.
You know, and he wasn't saying, you know, go to the animal world. He was saying, you know, there's a higher level of consciousness that we could call upon.
Well, and he said we cannot solve a problem with the mind that created it. And what I really believe he meant with that was, mm-hmm, that we have to expand our mind and tap into parts of our mind or consciousness that haven't created those problems.
Mm.
And so the higher consciousness is something that all of us had a relationship to. And that's that moment where you, for example, just felt unconditional love, or that moment where you just felt complete peace and contentment, or this moment where you were just feeling that, you know, this is the right thing to do. There was no logical argument for it. There was nothing really pushing you, or there is no like fireworks and excitement. It was just a calm, still knowingness. This is what I have to do. And for many people, including myself, these moments of knowing are the life changers.
Yeah.
These are the moments where you really are stepping onto the path of your destiny or the path of alignment with who you really are. And so the higher consciousness is an enormous resource, but unfortunately, we are not very much in tune with this.
Mm-hmm.
We are not listening to it. And the problem, the downside with the higher consciousness is that it's not very obtrusive. It doesn't shove its messages in your face. It doesn't necessarily, you know, scream out loud. You know, you mentioned that some people need pain in order to be aware of that they are out of alignment and out of, you know, the track that they're supposed to be. And that's not the higher consciousness that causes the pain.
No.
That's more the feeling, the subconscious, the emotional side of us, which again, you know, makes the subconscious such an important intercessor. The key for me to really understand, how do they work together? Well, you have here the intellect and your emotions, and then you have this higher consciousness. Well, these could be just three independent little voices and resources inside that are, you know, like three kids that don't play with each other. So what is actually connecting them? And in my belief and experience, it is a subconscious. And you just can think about how when you tap into this still and truthful voice, your truth of your higher consciousness, you can only do this if you really are in a meditative place or in a place where you are able to pick up these subtle messages. This is not something intellectual. This is not something we can really rationalize. This is something that needs a translator. And the subconscious does that for us. And this is why working with the subconscious and bringing the subconscious on track with your conscious and your higher consciousness is pretty much, you know, in a nutshell, what my work is about. And it's really, I think, the key to living a life of purpose and fulfillment.
I love it because you've said a couple things that are absolutely dead on for me personally. One of them is that, you know, sometimes we cannot make sense of this alone. I've spent a lot of years trying to make sense of the messages from my subconscious mind. And what I realize is you're right. We need a champion, a coach, somebody that is objective that can do this. And that is the work that you do.
Right.
It's not that we can't, as individuals, get through it ourselves. But I would imagine even you have a coach that has to help you at some level.
Well, and it's certainly great to get perspective from outside. And, you know, like a coach or somebody who really helps you to understand.
Well, you have Danielle.
Well, yes. And, you know, nobody knows you as well as yourself.
That is so right. Let's hold that thought for when we come back. You know, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? That's called perspective. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. If you have questions, if you have comments, if you want to get some help on creating a shift, we actually have phone lines you can call into. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with the show. But I knew that it would come.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month's supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779 or visit zeoking.com. Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
And one man soul, they follow each other on the wind, you know, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one got to know.
That could be like the man or the woman in the mirror. Because, boy, do I know that one, Mr. Benny, don't you think? What happens some days when you look in the mirror? And, you know, metaphorically, what does that mean? Today, Dr. Friedman Schaub is joining us here today. And this is a great, great, great topic. How to harness the powers of your consciousness, part one. Perspective. You know, some people call perspective a lot of different things. But I love the term. It has been, Dr. Friedman, for a lot of people, understanding that perspective. Now, especially now in all the self-growth things, we have gotten away from that term. We call it a gazillion other things. But the bottom line is, we have, in the field of psychology and other things, NLP, this is a huge research field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this idea of perspective. And perceptions fall into this category, right?
Right.
So, you know, we were talking a bit about the, consciousness and what that means. And, of course, this is a five-part series, so there are going to be other things. But, you know, there's a power of perspectiveness that you talk about. Now, some days I feel like I'm, like, so in the groove, I could be a record needle,
mm-hmm.
right? Just like that. Other days I'm off. And I think you refer to that as imbalance. Is it imbalance in perspective? And for those of you out there that want to get some insight, like, right away on this, give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take very specific questions and get you an answer that will change your life today. 1-800-930-2819. What is this imbalance thing?
Well, the imbalance is that you're giving too much weight. You know, that's the definition of imbalance. You're not really grounded and centered in one place. But you may lean towards one side too much or the other too much. So in your case, describing that sometimes you feel in the groove, well, these are the times where you definitely feel I'm in alignment with all of it. My emotions are on top. My mind is sharp.
Yeah.
And I feel on purpose. That is, the ideal balance state. And then there are these times where we may have just put more attention onto these, for example, intellectual aspects in our life.
Yeah.
And we have put less weight on how we actually feel about this. And this is, when you watch yourself, it's really interesting how fast we can get out of balance, how fast you can actually ignore an impulse that says, I don't think that feels really right. And then as a consequence, you're just saying, well, I can't, deal with this right now. I'm going to plow myself through. I'm going to rationalize myself through. And then the emotions kick in and you feel just somehow more vulnerable, or you feel somehow more filled with anxiety or stress.
Definitely.
And so you're in the midst of some kind of tug of war, because one part pulls you back, which is more the emotional side, or maybe even driven by the higher consciousness. And the conscious mind says, no, this doesn't make sense. I have to do what I need to do. And in that imbalance, you feel then also probably more the vulnerability of rejection or the vulnerability of, you know, getting a no and feeling that you take it personally and any kind of those things that, you know, make you feel unsettled within yourself. So when we are in an imbalanced state, often we are trying to hold on to something outside of us to gain balance back and don't really go to the inside to really say, okay, what about me is out of balance? Classic example are the people that feel, oh, you know, I'm feeling insecure about myself, so I'm just going to work harder. I'm going to just have some successes, or I'm going to buy myself a new pair of shoes, or any kind of those things.
The work harder thing.
Yeah, very classic. Because you believe that your worthiness will increase.
If you work harder.
Yeah, and the way you get maybe some successes, and this way you feel more balanced or centered within, which of course is not the case. Mm-hmm. All you're doing is basically leaning yourself further and further into one area of your consciousness and one area of your life versus really staying stable in all of those areas of your life.
It's very interesting, and I want to encourage all of you to give us a shout. I know somebody's been trying to call in here. We'll get to you next time. 1-800-930-2819 is our toll-free number. Go on and give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. Let's talk about this thing called perspective and the relationship of perspective to perception, because I use those interchangeably. I don't know if that's correct or not. You know, I mean, they're kind of the same.
Right.
You know, well, we have perceptions of things.
Yes. And the perceptions, you know, let's say, for example, you are looking at yourself and you have the perception of being a loser, not being good enough. That is a perspective, but it's also, you know, very subjective because you are looking through certain filters that you have taken on, whether it's beliefs from the past or memories that showed you or that made you believe that you are not good enough, that you're a loser. Maybe it's these emotions that say, hey, you know, if you are putting yourself out there, you're going to just, you know, create failure and pain. So don't even try. So you see yourself even more as a loser. So that's the perception. Now, the perspective part that I'm talking about is when you're able to step out of this and really look at yourself through all three aspects of your consciousness. That means, and this is always interesting in my work, that means sometimes to go into the analytical mind and really realize, wait a second, on paper, I'm an amazing person. Mm. I have done so many wonderful things. So many mm-hmm. people love me. I have great successes, so enormous talents, but I don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
But already having consciously some kind of different perspective, even if you don't feel it yet, will already start shifting how you have been perceiving yourself. That perception of I'm a loser doesn't make sense
from
the conscious mind. And then, of course, if you are able to shift into your higher consciousness, then you have a complete different perspective on yourself, because there it doesn't matter if you're a winner or a loser or what you gain or not have, because on the higher consciousness level, you have an intrinsic worthiness that you're aware of when you're in this state.
Well, what's interesting about this is I just had a recent experience with this, and definitely we got an email on this as well. And so many of you out there that are listening to the show, this would be a great time for you to give us a shout. Here's the deal. Here's what I discovered. And I hope you can explain this to me, because I've been saving this little story for you.
All right.
Last weekend, a bunch of us were celebrating an important birthday, I guess, and for some people. I don't really look at birthdays like other folks do. But what happened with that was that, you know, we all went away for a weekend at this place called Islandwood or whatever. But one of the people I know came in from Hawaii. And what was interesting is that she had a perspective on me, a certain perspective or a perception. And so one of the things she said to me was she was talking about how awesome the show is and the network. But one of the things she said was that I never understood how, after you finished your PhD, which was in 2001, why you weren't more successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so in her mind, she had a definition of successful, what that meant, you know, having done the research I did in my program and, you know, all of that. You know, her idea was that my next move would have been to go out, get these corporate consulting jobs and, you know, so forth and so on. That's not the path that I ended up on for a lot of reasons. But her idea was, I never understood why you weren't more successful. Mm-hmm. So that starts to open up a whole level of thinking on my part. And it's like, okay, what did she really mean? And I actually had this conversation with her, and I laid it out and I said, let me show you the timeline of what things were. But isn't that interesting? Because her comment to me kind of opened up a whole range of thinking for myself. Now, ultimately, I will tell you that what happened with that is it did cause me to doubt some things and decisions I made early on. But ultimately, what happened to me was it got me all fired up about going to the next level of things. But do you see that?
Yeah.
Just one little question from somebody? Really, Dr. Friedman? Really?
Well, see, that's interesting because basically when we talk about the perspective of the consciousness, we are talking about the perspective of your consciousness. But by having her put a little, you know, perception of herself onto you, in that moment you looked through her eyes at yourself.
I did.
And many people do that. They are looking more actually through other people's eyes at themselves than they look in the mirror and see themselves. So no matter what other people are thinking, that seemed for many people more important than what we really believe about ourselves. And so, you know, in your case, as you describe, and I think a lot of people, including myself, can relate to this. We feel almost like, oh, maybe they are right.
Exactly.
Now we have to justify ourselves and realize, okay, what does this really mean?
What does this mean?
Not realizing. And that's the key about perspective. One of the biggest enemies of perspective, of having a bigger perspective, are the assumptions. And the assumptions are basically these, you know, definition of success, for example. That's a huge assumption that her definition of success is what you would call success. So by just calling it, why are you not more successful? You already are in the assumption that, well, why am I not?
I know. I hated that.
But your perspective on success may be completely different.
I fell right for that, though. You know, I have to tell you, it was a shock that the question even came up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, out of all the things we could have talked about, haven't seen her in like a bunch of years,
right. That
question came up. So then the mind starts to go, oh, my gosh.
Your subconscious.
I need to be more successful.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. And by the way, what does the acronym POWER stand for? Dr. Friedman Schaub joining us here today. Are you having a perspective on your life that is not serving your dream? Are you stuck somewhere because there is a perspective somebody else has for you? We would love to help you today. 1-800-930-2819. Give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the power of perspective. How can we make it our friend instead of our enemy? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth.com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuPractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9000. 9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. We got some really cool things that we're planning for you. As of later today, we will have a live chat, and we will let all of you know how you can kind of chat while we're doing a show. So that's going to be announced tomorrow for all of you. I'm actually giving Dougal a sneak preview at 1 o'clock today. So that's kind of fun. Joining me here today is Dr. Friedemann Chow. Now, before we get into the power business, that was a great tune, Benny. Let's tell folks what you have for them as a gift.
The power of perspective by using your conscious, subconscious, and higher consciousness is for many people like, you know, it sounds nice, but it's not so easy to get there. Well, it is actually not as difficult as you may think. And there is a specific exercise that comes actually from ancient Huna that I found extremely powerful. By getting your conscious mind a little bit out of the way, giving it a little rest, letting your subconscious mind also slow down, and, you know, you literally feel like, okay, my emotions are settling down. And in that quietness of your conscious subconscious, having this awareness also that there is this higher consciousness maybe communicating to you or giving you just a sensation or some subtle messages. And to do this, it only takes about 5 minutes.
Wow.
And that's a download. This is
how do I get that?
You simply go to cellularwisdom.com. That's our website, cellularwisdom.com, in one word, /perspective. .s like Sam html. So cellularwisdom.com/perspective.shtml. And if for some reason you can't get there, simply send us an email at info@cellularwisdom.com and we'll send you the link. And it's a guided exercise. Mm-hmm. And this exercise is something, you know, you just have to basically do one time through this, guide it, or you can do it all the time through
it. And what's it going to help us get to?
What it helps you to get to is really into a state where your conscious, subconscious, and higher consciousness are in alignment with each other.
Sweet.
You really feel they are linked together. It's not a state, and again, understand, and this is something I actually feel more and more strong about, which is kind of funny because, you know, basically that's what my name is about. Which is the best place to really create is not necessarily the place of excitement, fireworks, motivation, having the flag in the air and saying, yes, I'm going to go for it. No, the best place to create is actually a place of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you may know that translated, my name
My first name, Friedman, is actually Man of Peace. And, you know, I always hated this name because as a child, because people made fun of me all the time about it. You know, it's a very unusual name, even for German standards. But, you know, coming more and more to everything has a purpose, everything has a reason. Mm-hmm. Well, living up to that name and maybe actually helping people to find that peace was already given basically into the crib with my parent having this crazy idea to give me such a name.
It's a great name.
It is a great name.
But I love what you're talking about because you're talking about coming from a place of knowing.
Right.
And, you know, that place of knowing isn't about being a cheerleader or being excited. And I think this also has to do with the email that I sent in from somebody that, you know, I believe had called into the show years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, her question was all about, you know, I'm moving forward. I took your advice. I started this business in Michigan. And, you know, my job, you know, as an entrepreneur is dependent upon results. And what she was talking about was how do I keep the perspective of success, so to speak, or the when I'm getting, I think her language was when some doors are closing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, she's in sales, but she's also an entrepreneur. So she's in a lot of things. So the question is, you know, if I become a cheerleader, will that help me? How do we talk to folks that deal with, let me call them disappointments,
mm-hmm.
10, 20 times a day,
mm-hmm.
not just about their work, but, you know, it could be about an illness. You know, I have a friend that had an operation 2 years ago. She still can't figure it out, goes to the doctor. Doctors say there's nothing wrong with you and she feels awful. So how does this relate to perspective?
Well, I think it's a little bit similar to what you said about your friend who called you, you know, why you're not more successful.
She didn't call me a loser, but I, you know, I
she
I
called
sort
you
of felt
not
that
as successful as she thought you should be.
I thought you were going to be. I was like, really? This is like the first question you're talking to me about? I haven't seen you in 2 years. No, I'm just.
Well, the perspective.
But I understand her question.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, when those things happen, you mm-hmm. can go about it in two ways. One mm-hmm. is that you can say, well, okay, what is that meaning of this, which is basically, you know, what's wrong with me? Why do I get no's? You know, what have I done wrong?
Yeah.
Yes, why am I not this or that? Or you can really, like you did, also go inside and really ask yourself, if this is coming up for a reason for mm-hmm. me, is there something about me that I really need to address? And, you know, for this for this caller who feels, well, my sales are dependent on results, isn't that already the assumption of I have to make people happy or I have to have these people in order for me to be successful, seeing those people as her source? Now, from a higher perspective, from a higher consciousness place, no people are your source. And there is not like one person that says no, that now shuts the door. It's simply like, okay, this is feedback, move on. There are many other doors that open. And I liken this a little bit to mm-hmm. the consciousness we had when we were little babies.
See, okay, I can't wait for this. This is going to be good.
I believe as babies, you are really connected to all.
Yeah.
You may not necessarily, you know, realize it, or you may not really be aware of how to make this all work for you. But there is absolutely no question that at some point, you're going to stand up and walk and you make your life bigger, because at the beginning, your life is a little crib and you're strapped into diapers and that's it. Now, if you would have this conflict or imbalance as an adult, like we have as adults, as a baby, you would be stuck in there and you would say, well, I can't really move any further. There is, you know, not more space for me, or whatever you would say. And you would not just get up and try to walk. Crawl first, and then you get up, and then you fall down. But your world gets bigger. So first it's that, and then maybe it's the living room, and all of a sudden you have the outside, and all of a sudden your life gets even bigger than that. You meet new people. Everything has been there before, but because you were continuously growing and expanding in that knowingness, I can own this, I can continue to expand, these things became your reality.
Yeah.
Now, if you are in a life where you're only seeing the closed doors, the rejections, the limitations, then of course you're not expanding, you're contracting, which is a sign of, well, I'm not really tapped into my consciousness, I'm not really working with that. But if you are seeing those doors simply as readjustment signs that say, you know, I want to really maybe address those people that I know are the people that say yes to me, mm-hmm. or I want to define more clearly what success is for me, like mm-hmm. in your case, or the person who says the doctors can't find anything wrong with me, what's my body really telling me? What mm-hmm. is the message about it? So getting from the state of contraction, which unfortunately as adults we spend most of our times in, into this expansive consciousness, which is basically not an inflexible consciousness, which is, by the way, you know, the next topic, flexibility and openness of the next show. How can we be more open and more flexible? But just already saying that, you know, by having a perspective on this is what it feels like, this is maybe the pain it caused me, the insecurity that comes up, but that's not the final answer. This is simply one piece of information that may not be even my truth. You know, what your friend said about success is not necessarily your truth, but it's an opportunity for you to align yourself with your truth and say, you know, I'm actually really satisfied with myself. And that's what's true for me, too. I know there are a lot of people in Germany shaking their heads and wondering, what the heck is this guy doing? Because I had a, you know, full, wonderful cardiology career laid out. I mean, you know, I would be probably in Germany on a, you know, university hospital as a professor in cardiology and dealing with my first heart attack myself. So there's definitely also that perspective of others that mm-hmm. think they know better, which give you an opportunity to say, okay, what is really my truth? And what is really in the example of this caller about, you know, other people saying no, and that kind of deflates her. Has she put too much emphasis of that is my source versus, you know, if she has spiritual connections, saying, you know, the universe is my source.
There is
so much more out there for me than these little no's that I'm getting. These no's are maybe, you know, just a percentage of the yeses that are waiting around the corner. But I will not see the yeses if I'm contracting and going inside into a fear place or an insecurity place. So this is especially for me a call to open up and to trust more and to have a sense of connection to my higher consciousness.
I love it. And when we come back, Dr. Friedman, we'll talk about POWER, what that acronym stands for. We're actually going to play a little clip, too. We've got lots going on here. But this is really what I'm hearing you say. We can change our perspective.
Absolutely.
You know, the mystery around this has been that we have to sort of give in and surrender to it. When we come back, we'll talk about that word POWER. Dr. Friedman's special gift for everybody today, right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Do you have a perspective that you would like to change? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
None of us enter a marriage with the goal of leaving it. Divorce and separation is heartbreaking. Disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear are normal, even if the divorce is amicable. It is possible to divorce or separate with dignity and respect. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through a divorce with soul. You come to see the possibilities being created for you. You get to step out of your marriage and into a new relationship with yourself and your life. Contact them today at 617-328-7113 or by email at coachmonique@verizon.net and visit their website, soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com. Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Everybody, welcome back. Dr. Freeman Chaub joining us here today. I love what your name stands for. I really do.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
My wife reminds me, Danielle, when we are arguing, that my name is actually standing for peace.
Can't you see, Benny? Can't you see Danielle doing that?
Oh, yeah.
I could see it. I could see her
100%.
I could see her having a little flashcard like with Egyptian hieroglyphs on it and just being like,
by the way,
there you go. For those of you that don't know who we're speaking about, Danielle Rama Hoffman, of course, is your sidekick in a lot of ways, and you, Duck Friedman, you guys have done shows together. She's fabulous. Okay, let's get to this thing on perspective and power. So first, let's talk about what power stands for. Let's tell everybody what the free gift is, and then Benny's actually going to play a bit of it.
Right. So power stands for perspective. That's part one. Openness, which is the ability to be flexible and see things from different perspectives. See, when we have a perspective, sometimes we are stuck in that and we believe that's the truth. But being able to really walk around yourself, walk around your life and see, oh, from this angle, it looks completely different. And from that angle, it's completely different. That already opens up a lot. So in some ways, you could say, well, if power stands for all these abilities that we have in our consciousness to make this journey of life the most fulfilling and the most on purpose, perspective is the map. Openness is basically deciding, okay, you know, here are my options. The W stands for the will, the choice, being able to say, okay, I'm going to choose this route. This feels right. Then the execution is actually taking it into action, meaning like you go one step forward after another and you learn, and that's the R for, to make readjustments. And that's one of those things I think most people are struggling with, these readjustments, because they are, you know, moving forward, but they're not listening to, well, am I pushing so hard? You know, so me included, many people that feel passionate about what they're doing, their mission, their purpose, they are not making readjustments that are important for, let's say, their physical body.
Right.
So they're pushing. Their physical body says no. Their subconscious says, well, you know, you have a little high blood pressure. I mean, it's exciting, but you still need to also go inside. And so even when we are feeling on purpose, we still have to listen and make readjustments and realize, well, am I really in balance or am I getting out of balance?
I had that feeling. That was a wake-up call for me.
Right.
Just that one question opened up a whole lot of things for me. And you know, and I've got some tools in my toolbox. I can't imagine, you know, what this would be like for people that may not even listen to a show like this, you know, that go through their lives on a day-to-day basis and are feeling really stuck and sad and lonely. Because it is a lonely place.
It is, and it's a confusing place.
Yeah.
And it's a place where you feel ultimately disempowered when you are in, you know, this kind of imbalance. Now, this is the beauty about this giveaway, which, again, you can get through cellularwisdom.com/perspective.shtml. And this tool allows you to gain perspective. Now, don't expect that is something like, you know, when you do it, all your problems going to disappear. However, when you do it, you give yourself the space and the time and the openness, which is a part of this perspective, to let answers come to you. It's almost like a reboot button. You know, you feel like too much in your emotions in the mornings. You already worry too much about work, or you have still an unresolved issue that you couldn't find answers for, and your mind is spinning. Your intellect is looking for some kind of answers. Your subconscious is getting more and more just engaged in it, and more worried and doubtful. And your higher consciousness just sits there and wonders what is going on. So just helping you to take these 5 minutes of time out and really seeing that you have been in a tunnel vision, that you have been looking at your life through a very, very small hole, and widening your perspective, connecting physiologically the left and the right brain hemisphere, but really opening up to seeing your life and yourself through the eyes of the conscious, subconscious, and higher consciousness. That's what this exercise is doing. It works very, very well. And often when you have felt very emotional after this time, you feel completely at peace, which is quite amazing. So we're going to just play a minute or two of it. So to start, basically you sit in
in the groove.
Exactly. You sit in a chair, you have your feet down, and Benny can just play the beginning of it.
All right, let's do it.
To start this exercise, all you need to do is just to sit in a chair across a wall. Have your feet on the ground. Your hands can rest comfortably for now on your thighs. And look at this wall and try to find a little spot, something that your eyes can hold on to. And this spot should be about 2 feet above the horizontal level. What that means is that you don't want to tilt your head back, but you want to let your eyes roll up so that you can notice this spot. Look at that spot. Simply inhale and exhale long and deep. And concentrate.
So what happens next is then that this is kind of your starting place where you realize, okay, maybe I have been looking too much at one spot and through one perspective at myself. After this, you go through a specific movement with your hands that literally opens up your perspective. And because your eyes are rolled up, you are physiologically and neurologically a little bit away from your emotions. They have found that when you look up, you're not so attached and connected to your emotions as when you look down.
Right.
Now, when you're opening your perspective through the specific hand motion, you feel, as you're breathing long and deep, just like a calmness coming from within. And there are other ways to keep this perspective open, but this is like the ideal place to enter the day and the ideal place to close the day. Mm-hmm. And you can do this in 5 minutes. See, the only price we really have to pay is this attention, the attention to ourselves, the attention to the consciousness that's...
5 minutes we're talking about here.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And we don't give it to ourselves. You know, many times I have to tell clients, you know, okay, in the evenings, how do you end the day? Well, I, you know, check on... you know, the internet, or I watch the news, or I'm just vegging out, which is all fine and good. But give yourself these 5 minutes of attention to yourself and look through the different perspectives, the emotions. Listen to your emotions. How have I been feeling? And simply without getting all attached to them, just noticing, well, you know, obviously I felt a little insecure today. And just notice what that means. Did I take somebody's advice or somebody's criticism personally without really realizing this is this person's stuff? This is nothing to do with me. Or you have been maybe too much in problem solving and not really taking care of what's going on the level of your higher consciousness, which means, like, have you really saw, like I said before, your source outside of you? Have you really done something as this is a life and death matter? I have to do this in order to feel on purpose or myself? Or have you stepped back and said, you know, this is only a very small issue. This is really not a big deal. I mean, how many of us have made big deals out of small things. And a week later, they cannot even remember, what did I get so upset about? Why was that encompassing all of me and all of my life when it's really, from a higher perspective, such a tiny little blip in the entirety of my life? So these are the things that you don't have to do, you know, once a year. You should really do every day and gain this holistic perspective on your life. Because what happens is, at the end, you realize, I am the creator of my reality. It depends on how I perceive it. It depends on how I perceive myself to be either in this place of empowerment or in the place where I feel I'm the victim. I'm the victim of other people's opinions. I'm the victim of those circumstances. And basically, I'm just going through the motions. And this is unfortunately how a lot of people's consciousness has been, which is a sign of this imbalance we talked about.
What a great, great, great show. Thank you, Dr. Friedman, for joining me here today. Let's tell folks one last time how they can get the free download, put it on your iPod or whatever you're using, and 5 minutes a day. So tell folks one more time.
Cellularwisdom.com/perspective.shtml. Again, if you don't get it, do info@cellularwisdom.com. Send us an email. We'll send you the link.
And I will actually make sure that we put the link in the Dr. Pat newsletter that goes out over the weekend. So make sure you all have signed up for that. All right, everybody. Thank you, Benny. Good job today. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. Singing, come out of things unsaid.